Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Masjid Darul Salam, Toronto, Canada. Sunday after Maghrib Salah, 17th of June, 2012. Importance of Sunnah. Do not be Jannati in advance. Values of Miswak. Simplified Tahajjud Salah. Natural fork and its attributes. The beauty of Allah. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Hamid Ishaq Shahib Damat Barakatuhu, the present principal of the Azadville Madrasa in South Africa.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi il khalqi min adami thumma assalatu ala al mukhtari fil qidami. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt, Mujaddid Zamana, Tabriz Sa'athani, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah Fuyudahum, Hadrat says that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hadrat Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The sunnats are really the life wire of this ummah. If we bring sunnats in our life, that lost honor, lost respect, peace of mind, contentment, everything Allah will restore, really, if we bring sunnats into our lives. Just to give you an example, that it's not a long time ago, many of us remember that time when we used to go and buy rice, we knew there were pieces of stone also in the rice. The rice wasn't clean. There was pieces of grass also in the rice. Today there are such machines, it comes completely clean. Those days we used to buy, and the ladies had to set hours to clean it. So when we went and buy a kilo of rice, for example, we knew there are going to be stones also. And we were paying for the stones, the price of rice. Stones are heavy, rice is very light. But we know we are paying the price of the rice for that stones. Grass, very light, more lighter than the rice, but we are paying for that also, the price of rice. When we bought the rice, we looked after it, mustn't get stolen, the wind, rain, weather conditions, etc., some animals mustn't destroy. We looked after the stones also, and we looked after the pieces of grass also. When the ladies sat and for a while they cleaned it, and they threw the stones outside now, and the pieces of grass, now nobody looked after it. Now nobody will pay for it any price. Dogs will urinate on it. Nobody is worried. It's separate. Why did we look after that pieces of stone and grass? Because it was with the rice, the sohbat, the company of the rice. Wallah, as long as this ummah was with sunnats, was with Quran Sharif, was with masjid, was with ulama rabbaniyin, Allah Ta'ala looked after this ummah. And we are still stones and we are still thorns and we are still pieces of grass. But we separated ourselves from sunnat, now we are thrown one side. Now the eaters of swine and the drinkers of wine urinate on us, do what they want to with us. There isn't a person in the world to open his mouth also. What is happening to the Muslims throughout the world? All, not somebody separated us from sunnats, we separated ourselves from sunnat. And no big deal and no big job. Just bring sunnats back into our lives. Have our connection with sunnat has got value by Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala says, if you want the love of Allah, or you want to express that love which you have got, or you haven't got, you want to create that love, just follow the sunnats of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In return, Allah will love you. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, what is this love? This one of the prince of India, the king, king's son, at that time he was a prince, later he became the king. On one occasion, he went to a fair, a show, and he always kept two pigeons as pets, two birds. He wanted to drink water, and there was a young girl, 8-10 years, so he told her, won't you keep my pigeons for me? I just want to drink water. No problem. She kept it. He drank water. When he went and collected the pigeons, one pigeon was gone. So he was a bit angry. Very expensive. Yeah, Shahi, royal birds. Very expensive. And sentimental value. He loved those birds. What happened? Where's the dove? Where's the pigeon? She, no, a small girl, bholi bhali, simple-minded. It flew away. No big deal. So he became a bit more angry. How did it fly away? She made the other one fly away. Like this, it flew away. On that, he fell in love with her. He married her. And he built Taj Mahal for her when she passed away. The whole world goes and see Taj Mahal, wonder of the world. But how? So, wallah, if Allah loves you, and just by following sunnats, Allah won't only build Taj Mahal for you. Allah will give you Jannat. What Jannat Allah will give you? And not in Jannat, Akhirat, in this dunya. Wallah, just see what Allah will do. If we bring sunnats into our lives. And sunnats, Allahu Akbar. Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa. The most easiest way of doing anything is do it according to sunnah. It is the easiest way. Just take for example, you keep a beard, no problem. It's sunnah. You don't need a razor. You don't need 5-10 minutes to shave every day. You don't have to stand in front of the mirror. You don't have to waste time. It's sunnah. It grows itself. You don't have to do anything. And more than that, scientifically it has been proven that even a flower, one person in Africa, he traveled by foot the whole of Africa. He did not keep a knife with him. He did not keep a scissor, nothing. No animals, nothing troubled him. They sense these things, that you have got this. If you go with a knife, a scissor near a flower, it cringes. Scientifically, they have tested it and proved they get frightened. So your cheek also, when you come with a knife, and this is one of the most delicate parts of the body, and you put this blade on there, Allahu Akbar, you are doing a lot of harm to your health. Great harm to your health. Some great pious people of Iran came to India. And everyone's piety, buzurgi is in different things, and one buzurg cannot recognize another buzurg. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنِ What Allah has given to one, another person doesn't know. So they had their buzurgi, great buzurgi, and they visited the buzurgs of India, but they were all clean shaven. So our buzurgs told them, that you are great buzurgs, but you haven't got beard, sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you such great buzurgs? They say, our buzurgi is our piety, that we don't hurt the feeling of any person. And that is really, a person who does that, who doesn't hurt anyone's feeling, is a great buzurg. So our buzurgs told them, whenever you put the blade on your cheeks, you are hurting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time this message, the report of the Ummah goes regularly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu. And when he gets this report that this Ummati of mine is shaving my sunnah, you are hurting, they realize they were genuine. But they were making a mistake, an error. In their innocence, they were making an error. They realized it and they stopped and they kept a beard. So anyway, sunnah is a simple. Sunnah ka tariqa ashal tariqa. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. Sunnat is one of the most beautiful ways. There is nothing more beautiful than sunnat. So even the beard, it is sunnat, it is a beautiful. Allah loves it. For example, you travel anywhere in the world and you see a beautiful handbag, lady's handbag, lady's shoes, a dress. And you feel, if my wife wears this, she will look so nice. I will enjoy looking at her, seeing her. You buy it, you give it to her, she wears it. You feel so, mashallah, she's looking so nice. What Allah loved the most, Allah gave to His Nabi. Go, this is a sample for all of mankind. Whoever will follow this, I will just love those people. So every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beard also is most beautiful. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, that don't become advanced jannati. Here in this world, be an ummati. What does he mean? Don't become an advanced jannati, that in jannat, nobody will have beards. All will be no beards in jannat. So now don't become advanced jannati that you don't have beard. Yeah, be ummati. Follow, be like the Nabi, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep a beard. Now yeah, there is an apparent contradiction, that if the beard is beautiful, which it is, then it must be in Jannat. Then why isn't it in Jannat? In Jannat, there are only beautiful things. And if the beard is not beautiful, that it's not in Jannat, then it can't be the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beautiful. You understand the contradiction? That if it is beautiful, it must be in Jannat also. If it's not beautiful, it can't be the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The answer for this is, which ulama have given in Hidayah, Kitab of Fiqh, this answer is given. That in Jannat, the people of Jannat, يدخلون الجنة أهل الجنة. The people of Jannat, the man will enter, أبناي ثلاثين أو ثلاثة وثلاثين. They will be 30 years old or 33 years. And that's the age of maturity in Jannat. Yeah, in this world, a boy becomes mature at the age of about 15 normally. So when a boy is 15, his beard doesn't come out. He's matured already. After about one and a half, 2 years, then his beard starts growing. 16 and a half, 17. So in Jannat, the people of Jannat will enter at the age of 30. And your age will never increase in Jannat, whether 30 or 33. So if your age had increased 2 years more, then your beard should come out. But your age is not going to go more. So that's why the beard, there won't be any beard in Jannat. And there is another great indication in this. A boy in this world, when he's about 15, when he becomes baligh, that is the height of his beauty. He's most handsome at that age. After that, ala darajat is zawal. Now slowly, his handsomeness also goes down. His physical strength also goes down. And in Jannat, you won't grow older than your age of becoming baligh. So your handsomeness will never go down. In fact, it will increase all the time. And your physical strength also will never go down. It will remain forever and ever at its height all the time. So sunnah tariqa, ajmal tariqa, it is the most beautiful. Or sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa hai. It is the most perfect way. The way of sunnah is the most perfect way. So we should try and bring sunnahs into our lives. Of course, we can't discuss every sunnah now. It's out of the question. It's impossible. But our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, has written a beautiful kitab, Pyare Nabi Ki Pyari Sunnate. It's a pocket-sized, small little kitab. But Allah has granted Hazrat great blessing that in the small kitab, the beautiful sunnats of our beloved Nabi. It's in English also, Urdu also. From morning to night, from birth to death, all sunnats are written in there. And you can easily get this kitab. Just go on the website, Khanqah Ashrafiya Imdadiya. You go onto this website and you'll find this kitab there. You can download it. It is from Pakistan. I told someone they look for it off South Africa. There's a website of Hazrat in Pakistan. I think it's .org. You look for it there, you can download it, and all sunnats are written. So anyway, sunnats are a very, very great thing by which Allah will restore our lost respect. Allah Ta'ala will give us our honor again if we follow the sunnats of Nabiyya Kareem. Our Shaykh in one beautiful poem says, agar ummat karegi pairaviya sunnat, if the ummat will follow sunnats again, unki kashti bhawar se nikal jayegi. Our ship that has come into a storm, and we are just in that storm, it will go out of that storm if we just follow sunnats. Don't think sunnats as something small, and every sunnat of Nabiyya Kareem Sallam. One sunnat I will present by way of example, and that is the sunnat of miswak. It is sunnat to use miswak. In one hadith it has come, inna sunnata siwak, inna salata bis siwak, and any namaz, we all made maghrib namaz. MashaAllah, Maulana read so beautiful qirat also. The same three rakats we all read. But whoever made miswak when they made wudu, then inna salata bis siwak afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwakin. That namaz becomes more valuable than 70 namazes in which we did not make miswak. So whoever made miswak, he didn't only read one maghrib, 70 maghrib namazes. Not only three farz of maghrib, not only 70, afzalu mean more. 7 threes are 21, more than 210 rakats he made, the sawab he gets. Just that amount we made just because of miswak, how much more we get. We made two sunnats. Those who made miswak, those are two sunnats multiplied by 70, 140 rakats of namaz. If somebody have to just read 20 rakats of wabin, aha, such a buzur. 20 rakats of wabin he made. Just by making miswak, you're not two rakats, 140 rakats. Those who made another two, just see by sunnat of miswak. Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayh is a great jurist of Islam. In his kitab Fatawa Shamiya, he has written, inna sunnata siwak tudhakkiru kalimata shahadatin indal maut. The sunnat of miswak, the barakat of it is that at the time of maut, you will be reminded to read kalima shahadat, then your ruh will be taken out. Malakul maut, when he will come, he'll tell you first read kalima shahadat. Allah Akbar, if your maut comes on kalima shahadat, what a mubarak. And just by miswak, how much does a miswak cost us? How much time do you need to make miswak? No time, but such great. One sunnat has got great, great value. May Allah let us realize the value of sunnats and make an effort to bring one sunnat into our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited tonight is the night of Mi'raj, which is famous in the Ummah, and this ayat refers to Mi'raj. So with regard to that, a few little discussion. Mi'raj is in Rajab, and the Mi'raj, the sum total of Mi'raj is the great gift of Salat, namaz which Allah gave this Ummah. And namaz, Salat is a very, very great gift. It isn't only a farz, it is farz, it is a duty, but not that only, it is much more than that. It is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. It is the connection between Banda and Allah Ta'ala, a direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. If we are, for example, we want to speak to somebody and we can't get connection, hey, we become frustrated. The phone is just engaged all the time. It's just on voicemail all the time. That person is not there. He's gone out. And you've got something important. You get frustrated. To make connection with Allah is Salat. And direct connection with Allah Ta'ala. What time are office hours here in Toronto? All office hours more or less what time?
9 to 5.
And Allah Ta'ala's office, what are they? What time? 24 hours, 7 days a week, no public holiday, no sick leave, nothing. all the time. Allah Ta'ala's office hours all the time. And what are the best office hours if you go to an office at 4:30? They say, we're closing up, please, you come tomorrow, we can't see you. You go 9:30, oh, the boss is still not in. He comes at 10:00. We can't do your work now. And Allah Ta'ala's best time office hours, 2:00 in the morning, 2:30 in the morning, when everyone is sleeping. That are the best offer. Allah's office hours are 24 hours. But the best office hours is that when it is, when the world is gone in ghaflat, sleeping. Those are the best office hours. Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept a secretary. That when you phone and the secretary says the boss is gone out. The boss is in a meeting. He's gone for a holiday. He'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Allah doesn't go for any holiday. Allah Ta'ala doesn't go anywhere. Allah is present all the time. And there is no pre-recording when you phone Allah Ta'ala. And how do you phone Allah Ta'ala? You don't have to have prepaid. You don't have to have contract. Your battery, you don't have to worry. It gets flat or anything. All you do, just pick up your two hands and you got contact with Allah. Wherever you are, you can be in the middle of the sea. You can be flying in the air. No announcement that all put off their cell phones. That you're in the flight, you have to put off your cell phones. No, Allah never says put off your connection of dua at any time. That I won't be available yet. You can be in a flight there, you can be in a forest and jungle, you can make connection. Just pick up your two hands. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. Allah says, oh people, all of you together, you are beggars of Allah. All the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Awliya, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, the big professors, the big politicians, the big wealthy entrepreneurs and people running big things of this world. All of you, every moment, there is Jumla Ismiya, which shows towards continuity. All of you are continuously always dependent on Allah Ta'ala. How are we dependent on Allah? One cardiologist back home, Muslim, very good cardiologist, very pious. Every operation, he makes wudu, gives sadaqah. And very good, his success rate was close to 100%, very good. On one occasion, the patient was given chloroform, he bent over to start his operation, he died of a heart attack. So, heart is not in our control. Every moment, as we are sitting here, nothing is in our control. Everything is in the hands of Allah. What is happening? Our spinal cord, one cramp in the body, a clot and you become, you get a stroke or something, you get a heart attack, we don't know what is happening. It's all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, we are all, every moment we are dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Nothing, you got your ticket, you got your visa, you got your booking, everything. You come to check in, the flight, technical fault. The flight is cancelled. Your connection flights are all, you got a big problem. Nothing is in our hands. It is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. We want to come to masjid, big night tonight. We prepared early, took a bath, wore clean clothes, and wuzu, everything ready. As we want to step out from the door, your stomach gurgur starts some trouble. Oh, now, you finish make wuzu, you have to go back to toilet again. I can't go now, it's urgent, I have to go. And you sit 30 minutes in the toilet. I thought I'll make it here for Takbir-e-Ula. Whole namaz is gone, you're sitting in the toilet. Nothing is in our hands, it is in the hands of us. So we are 100% dependent. When a person realizes this, he's faqir. And a professional beggar uses his little bowl to beg. And he goes from car to car in the traffic light and give something. At night when he finishes his job at 5:00, he puts away his bowl, count how much I collected today. But this beggar, 24 hours he's a beggar of Allah. So he can't put his bowl on the shelf. So Allah gave him his bowl. Just put your two hands together, it's your bowl. Allah gave everyone his bowl. And then the adab of making dua is keep your hands little bit apart. And you keep your fingers also little open. So this bowl is a very broken bowl. So Allah also sees if I put little in this bowl, it will all fall through. So Allah puts a lot in this bowl. And after dua, it is adab of dua, you wipe your hands on your face. What does this actually mean? Wajadna ma talabna. What we asked you Allah, we got it. When Allah says, my banda say, I got what I wanted, Allah is Kareem. He can't take it. He say, he got it. How can't I give it to him? I have to give it to him. What a thing Allah has given us. So when we make this connection phone with Allah, just keep picking up our hands. There is no pre-recorded message by Allah Ta'ala's phone. For English, press 1. For French, press 2. For Spanish, press 3. No, no, no. You are a dumb person. You can't speak. Allah will hear you also. You're a deaf person. You can't hear. When Allah will speak to you, you'll hear it in your heart also. So Allah Ta'ala is there. So namaz is that connection there. And tahajjud namaz, Allahu Akbar. What a connection Allah gave us to Him. And Allah Ta'ala hears you readily whenever you make dua and you turn to Allah. Faraz is much more valuable than tahajjud. Tahajjud is great, but much more valuable than tahajjud is faraz namaz. While I mentioned tahajjud namaz, let me just mention this also. That tahajjud namaz is the easiest namaz. Shaitan, who is aduwwum mubin, our open enemy. So he put it in our minds, tahajjud is only for people who are retired. They got no job, so they can sleep till 12 o'clock in any case. So for them to get to Agata for tahajjud, no problem for them. Or tahajjud are for those old people who are suffering from insomnia. They can't sleep as it is. What they're going to do? Might as well as get up and make tahajjud. Tahajjud are for those. Or the big awliya, they make tahajjud. Wallah, tahajjud is such an easy namaz. It is for the whole ummah. How many buzurg say from the age of 5, we never miss tahajjud? Hey, old lady, young boy, any person, busiest man, all can make tahajjud. And before I explain how easy it is, in one hadith, 4 great virtues of tahajjud have been mentioned. In one hadith. The first great virtue, the Abu Salihin. It is the practice of the pious people. Whoever makes tahajjud is counted by Allah amongst the pious people. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum puts it in his very unique and wonderful way. He says there is one register kept by Allah Ta'ala from the time of Adam alayhi salam till the day of Qiyamah of all the Salihin. And whoever makes tahajjud, his name goes into that register. We don't need our name in the Guinness Book of Records that we did this and we did that. If our name comes in the register of the Salihin, Allahu Akbar, usse barkar kaun si daulat aur ni'mat ho sakti. The first. And in this first virtue, there is another very great benefit. That once you are counted amongst the Salihin, whoever is making namaz in the world, Makkah Sharif, how many people? Medina Sharif, in the world, in Karachi, Jakarta, in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, how many Muslims in the world? And according to geographical differences, every second azan is taking place in the world, every second millions of people are making namaz. Every second. Yeah, we are doing, when we do Fajr here, Fiji, they are doing the next day's Fajr. When they start their Fajr there, after when Perth, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, when they start Fajr, in Fiji they're making Zohar. When Fajr starts in India, Pakistan, in that area, in Fiji they're making Asar. When Fajr starts in Africa, Europe and that area, they're making Isha. When Fajr starts America and these countries, they're doing the next day's Fajr. Continuously, Shafis read namaz earlier. Hanafis read later. So every second there is namaz carrying on in the world. And whoever makes tahajjud, he gets the dua inside namaz, not outside namaz. Inside namaz of all the musallis of the world. Just imagine, think of it little, analyze it. Whoever makes tahajjud, he gets the duas of all the people making namaz in the world. And every second millions of people are making. And not the dua after namaz, the dua in namaz. How is that? Every namaz he has to read in his namaz, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. By making your tahajjud, your name went in the register of salihin. You are ibadah salihin. Now whoever is saying, As-salamu alayna, peace of Allah be upon us, and on ibadah salihin, peace is on us. Allah's peace is on us. How can your life have a problem if all the world's Muslims in their namaz are making dua? And a very surprising and ajeeb thing. There may be many Muslims who got a fight with you and who have taken you to court and he's a namazi, he does, and you making tahajjud, he doesn't realize in his namaz he's making dua for you. Yeah, he's swearing you and fighting you and he took you to court, but in his namaz he doesn't realize he's making dua for you. Just because you making tahajjud, you are ibadah salihin, you are getting his namaz duas also. The second great virtue, qurbatul lakum inda rabbikum. You become not a VIP, VVIP by Allah. Very, very important person. If somebody has made arrangement for you at an airport as a VIP, as you get off the plane, somebody is waiting with your name written on a board. Then you go there, I'm that person, they take you to the VIP lounge. They put you there, air cons, there's coffee, cold drink, free of charge, ice cream, and whatever there is. They take your passport, take your baggage tags, they do immigration for you. They do customs for you. Here's your bags, here's your passport stamp, there's the VIP car, you can go. Wallah, wallah, on the day of Qiyamah, many, many, many people of this ummah are going to be VVIPs. When we come out of our aircraft, the qabr, and we come to Maidan-e-Hashar, amongst the many, one announcement will be made. Amongst the many, one announcement will be made. Where are all the tahajjud guzar? They will stand up. Come under the arsh of Allah, which will be the VIP lounge. No immigration for you, checking your iman and all hisab kitab. Nothing for you. No customs for you. How you made your namazes, you didn't make your, how did you make? No customs also. You sit here. If you want to see what's happening, Maidan-e-Hashar, you can see. If you want to go to Jannat, you can go away to Jannat. All this just for making tahajjud. And just now I will tell you how easy it is to make tahajjud. The third great benefit of tahajjud, mukaffaratul lisayyi'atikum. Your sins are forgiven by making tahajjud. Allah forgives your sins. The fourth great benefit of tahajjud, very great benefit, manhiyatun anil ithm. It is your powerhouse to protect, to save you from sin. Like for example, the electricity where it is being produced, it's made there, and as it supplies, it becomes weaker, weaker. So they boost it up with a substation. They put substations, make it strong again, supply again. Again it becomes weak, another substation again. So tahajjud is our substation. It gives you that strength. Many of us hate ourselves for our eyes, what gunas we make. We hate ourselves for our anger that we have. That when we get angry, I lose myself. I don't know. And afterwards, I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. What I told my wife when I was angry with her. We feel bad. The tahajjud will give you the strength to control yourself. To many of us, I want to make fajr. I try my best. 2 days I make, I fall back again. The tahajjud will give you the strength. It is that it will give you the strength to stay away from sin and do good deeds. How easy is the tahajjud? The tahajjud is between 2 and 8 rakats. That was the common practice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 8 rakats. Even 2 rakats, the tahajjud will be made. It is narrated in a hadith which Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi used in his fatwa kitab. He used the words of the hadith to write the masala. Kullu ma sulliya ba'd al-isha fa huwa min al-layl. Every nafil that is read after isha namaz is qiyam al-layl. You get the sawab of the tahajjud. After Isha, and what is Isha? 4 faras of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada. That is Isha. More you want to read, by all means, sunnat ghair mu'akkada, nafils you want to read, but Isha, in essence, 4 faras of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada of Isha. And he has written further, qabla nawm. Even before you sleep, some people got it in their minds, you have to sleep first, then tahajjud. No, it's even before sleeping. Qabla nisfa layl. Somebody think half the night has to pass, then tahajjud time starts. No. The minute you have finished your isha, the time of tahajjud starts. The time of tahajjud namaz and witr namaz. Witr is not part of isha. Witr is a separate namaz. It's wajib. Faraz isha is faraz. So the time of tahajjud and the time of witr is one time. That when you are finished your Isha, time of witr. And in Ramzan Sharif, Mufti Sahib, Shaykhul Hadith, Qazi Sahib, all read it, the witr with Jamaat. After we finish our Taraweeh, how can we read it? Because time of tahajjud, witr has started, which is one time. So the minute we have finished our Isha, 4 faras of Isha, 2 sunnat-e-mu'akkada. the time of witr, the time of tahajjud has started. So we just make even two rakats of tahajjud namaz, even in a sitting position, even reading wal asr and inna atayna. We should read other surahs, but many of us, we have patented wal asr and inna atayna. Every nafil, wal asr inna atayna, wal asr inna atayna. Where even if you read that, even if you don't read Surah Ali Imran and you don't read Surah Baqarah, still your tahajjud will be made. Just the two rakats. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, tahajjud namaz after Isha is like dal roti, sandwiches. And tahajjud at 2:30 that time is like biryani. But in the hope of biryani, don't stay hungry. That I'm only going to eat biryani, I'm not going to have dal roti, then I won't have place for biryani. No, the minute you get smell of biryani, your appetite will open. Don't stay hungry in case you don't get up for tahajjud. And then if you stayed hungry, you'll be weak. You have your dal roti. And if your eyes open again, 2:30, by all means, make again tahajjud there. Hey, so is it difficult? After Isha, you got wuzu. You don't have to make fresh wuzu. After your Isha, environment of namaz. Everyone is making namaz. No distraction. If you go home, your wife will say, somebody phoned, they said you must call them back again. Wife, somebody is coming to see you. You must go and see somebody. And today our wuzu breaks before we leave the masjid door. Now you make again wuzu, you lazy, you haven't got the courage to make again. Yeah, after Isha, after you made your 4 farz of Isha, 2 sunnat e muakkada, you got wuzu. Just make your 2 rakats of tahajjud. Our mother's sisters are on the musalla. Just 2 rakats at that time, and tahajjud will be made of the whole ummah. Isn't it easy? No, say very easy. Very, very easy it is. The whole ummah, everyone can, and look at the great benefits of it. What great benefits there are, and from our side, no investment, no input, and returns are so great, how can we deprive ourselves? Tonight, the night of Miraj, make niyyah that we're starting with our tahajjud from tonight. And yeah, the people of the northern hemisphere, for them, in summer, make dal roti tahajjud. And winter, when tahajjud time, you've got so much time, make biryani tahajjud in winter. When you can make tahajjud till what? 7 o'clock also, I think. 6 o'clock. You can make tahajjud till that time. Then make biryani tahajjud there. And summer, make dal roti tahajjud. But we can make tahajjud our whole life. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So this is a great... Say, when tahajjud is so valuable, and wallah, your whole life's nafil, not only tahajjud, ishraq, chash, awabin, salatul hajj, tawbah, whole life's nawafil cannot compare with 2 rakats of farz namaz of fajr. Fajr is so valuable. Farz is farz. The value of it is, when nafil is so great, then what is the value of farz? And in Ramadan, every nafil becomes the value of a farz. And every farz becomes the value of 70 farz in Ramadan. So Ramadan is a month to coin up. If the government has to announce all our Muslim citizens, we're giving them a money printing machine for Ramadan. And you can put it on, what's your denomination? $5, 10, 20. The highest is 100. You can put it where you want. Nobody will put 5. All will put it on 100. But it's not automatic press button. You have to turn it with your hand. And it will start working when the moon is sighted for Ramadan. When it's established, the moon has been sighted. Then only it will start working. And it will stop working when the mood for Eid is sighted. So I ask you, if the government give all, and legal tender, no tax whatsoever, and you can print as much as you want to, will anyone have time to eat samosa and make iftari and make siri? Nobody. All granny will be also 24 hours printing. 5-year-old boy will be printing. If we understand this, then we can understand Buzurgan Deen such have passed. That whole of Ramadan, after 15 days, they slept for 1-2 hours. When they realize what they're coining in Ramadan, and you can make as many as you want to $100 notes, it can't, you can print billions. They can't compare with one subhanallah. And one subhanallah of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. So Ramadan is a time to coin the currency of Akhirat. As much as we can. And with those who know the value, in our times, Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, Iftari and Iftari, that finjan, those small glasses we should get, zamzam we should drink previously in a small glass. Today so much zamzam we drink big glasses. And again they fill it up double and triple. Previously, not many years ago, just that small glass you could get. Only 2-3 cups of black tea, Chai Sulaimani, Seri and Iftari. They shouldn't waste their time. Replying the correspondence of the murids to reply to their correspondence in Ramadan closed. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mahal Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, so involved in Ramadan. There was one, a journalist who was very free, be takalluf with Hazrat. So he came in Ramadan by Hazrat, he wanted to speak to Hazrat. They told Hazrat he's busy humbrowing Quran Sharif. He came again, Hazrat is busy nawafil. He came again, busy. Then he shouted, he was free, be takalluf. He said, Ramzan comes to us also. Lekin hamari Ramzan tau jaise nahi aata. Not like a fever that only Ramzan, ibadat. We do other things also. He told Hazrat Shaykh, he just shouted from outside when Hazrat was busy. So these people who realize the value of Ramadan, not one split second they wasted. And not only Ramadan, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if you realize the value of life, you will pass your life like Ramadan. And your maut will come like Eid. In Ramadan, at the end, Eid comes. If we pass our life correctly, maut will be Eid for you. You won't be frightened for maut to come. Today you get frightened. Oh, cancer, I've been diagnosed. I got heart problem. Oh, end of the world. No, a person who has found Allah and realized Akhirat is his real life, Al-Mautu Jasrun Yusalul Habib Ilal Habib. Maut is a bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. You look forward to it. You don't dread it. If a boy gets married, he doesn't dread now that when he's going to be alone with his wife in the room. How he looks forward to it. And the boy and the girl, the first night, they don't know where that night passes. The night passes so quick, they don't know anything. If we have got contact with Allah, that is how we will look forward also. And we'll enjoy that contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is what we have to develop. For that, one thing, on mashallah, Medina Masjid, ne? Darussalam Masjid, you will invite people, or ulama, yeah, I invite you to come to Azadville for Ramadan. You invite ulama to come here, I invite you. We have an intensive program in Ramadan. And in there, mashallah, one particular every day from 11 to 12 is a period in Ramadan where namaz is taught. How to make namaz, how to make namaz valuable, how to get the inner power of namaz. And at the end, we do namaz, practical namaz also. And alhamdulillah, many, many brothers who have come from various parts of the world also, they express their great appreciation what they got in that Ramadan. So those I extend an invitation, please come and spend a Ramadan there. Anyway, namaz is a great treasure. There are malaika, angels, who are continuously in a standing position of namaz. Other malaika, angels are continuously in ruku. Others are continuously in sajda. Others are continuously in a sitting position. Allah, in His mercy and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, He gave this ummah in 2 rakats the ibadat of all the malaika. In our namaz, we are standing also, we go in ruku also, we go in sajda also. And how kind is not Allah ta'ala? And how doesn't He know our psychology and our mentality? That, for example, you're driving a long, straight road. You get bored, you can fall asleep. So Allah said, I don't want to bore my banda. Little while you stand, you go in ruku again. Stand up again, go in sajda again. Stand, get up, go in sajda. So you don't get bored. Continuously change, Allah gave our ibadah. There are those malaika who are all the time making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Other time, others continuously in dua. Others continuously in zikr. Others continuously in tasbih. Allah gave us all of that in 2 rakats of namaz. Namaz, you've got tilawat of Quran Sharif also. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, you've got tasbih also. Namaz, you've got dua at the end of namaz again. Everything Allah put for us in our namaz. In Allah's creation, there are though that creation of Allah, the trees, etc. They are continuously standing position, standing of namaz. They are in ibadat of Allah. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِ. All of the creation of Allah are in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So the trees are in a standing position. Four-legged animals are continuously in ruku. Mountains are continuously in a sitting position. And snakes and things that go on the ground, they are continuously in sajda. The ibadat of all Allah Ta'ala's creation, Allah gave to this ummah in two rakats of namaz. How can we show that we don't appreciate it, we don't make our namaz? And then, the creation of Allah Ta'ala, birds, the chirping of birds, the gurgling sound of water, all this is zikr of Allah Ta'ala. All are engaged in the zikr, the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala, all Allah's creation. All of that, Allah gave it to us in two rakats of namaz. Namaz is a way to say, we don't say Allah Jazakallah, but we don't say thank you, but appreciation. That what I have given you, I brought you from non-existence into existence. I gave you brains, I gave you eyes, I gave you an heart. All of this free of charge. And Allahu Akbar, how it's functioning our whole life. Our eyes, just take one example, this joint of the elbow here. If there wasn't this joint and our hand was straight, and we got all these joints and they are perfect, nothing wrong with them. No gout, no arthritis. And on this I remember one other incident. Sheikh Abdu, Rahmatullah Ali, was a great Sheikh of Azhar in Egypt. Great alim. He visited India, and in his visits he visited Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Ali Rahmah also. They were having meals together, and Arabs generally, Egyptians, they eat with spoon and fork. So he told Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, you also eat with spoon and fork. So Hazrat Allahu Akbar, these are our akabir, our buzurg. He put his hand like this immediately, and he said, I am eating with a fork. If you see your fingers like this, it's a fork. He said, I am eating with a fork. You don't have to tell me to eat with a fork. And he told him further, my fork is better than your fork in four ways. Firstly, my fork feels the temperature of the food. Sometimes if you put something too hot in your mouth, how it burns, so sensitive. But I got a thermometer here, and I feel if it's right for my mouth or not. Secondly, my fork bends also. Your fork can't bend. And I see you people who eat with spoon and fork and knife. Sometimes that piece of meat, you're chasing it. It's going in this corner of the plate, that corner. You're trying to get. I just grab it immediately. I got no problem. Thirdly, my fork, after I eat, it gives off a fluid. And I lick my finger, it's sunnat. It digests my food also. And my fork, if I have to hit my teeth or gums by mistake, no pain. With your fork, if you have to hit it, lot of pain, blood also comes out. And I made an addition, a new addition with the E of this fork. And in my new addition, I made additions with the A, three more additions. That my fork is made by Allah. Your fork is made by Indonesia. Or if it's made by China, halfway the meal your fork will break also. You won't finish your meal also and your fork will be broken. The second is my fork. Before eating, sunnah to wash your hands. I know my fork is clean. Your fork, I don't know who washed it, how they washed it, did they wash it or did they not wash it. And the whole world today is worried of hygiene and cleanliness. The third is, the greatest thing, my fork is sunnah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Your fork is the way of the enemies of Islam. So anyway, if you take your food, but you haven't got this joint, try your utmost to bring your food to your mouth. Or take your mouth to your food, you'll never succeed. If you think I'm just making some drama, you can do it. You can try now if you are not shy. If you are shy, then go home and do it. But don't go and do it in front of your wife. Your wife will say, what's wrong with my husband? Which Maulana came? He made jadu. He made black magic. What's my husband doing like this the whole time? Go in the bathroom and put off the light also, and lock the bathroom. Maybe she's peeping and she sees you doing this. You're taking long and you're trying to get your fingers to your mouth, or your mouth to your fingers. She might come and peep and see. Whole night you can try. And I'm here inshallah till Tuesday. If you succeeded, you come and tell me. Then Maulana, what you told us was not right. I managed to get my fingers to my mouth without bending my elbow. And this elbow joint, it's a joint. And joints need oiling and greasing. Till today, did we do some oiling and greasing? Your motor car, 15,000 kilometers, or don't video, huh? Don't video. If you have video, delete it, huh? Your motor car, if you're 15,000 kilometers, 6 months, oiling and greasing you have to go. Till today, did we do oiling and greasing? Your motor car, your ball bearings get worn out. You have to put new ball bearings. Anytime we heard, you have to put new ball bearings here. Whole life we are using it. Did we even think of Allah, your ni'mat, you gave us this joint? Did we ask Allah, Ya Allah, I need this joint, otherwise how am I going to eat? Otherwise everyone, I should have to feed Maulana, he should have to feed me. But now we can eat. Allahu Akbar, what to tell you? One family member was ill, he has passed away, Allah give all our marhum in Jannah. I went and visit him in hospital. When I came to the door of his ward, his son came running towards me. He said, Maulana, today my father first time ate with his own hands. We all eating with our own hands. We ever made shukr to Allah. And I think of the time, may Allah save us, that somebody has to feed us. Sometimes some poor people, old people, we know the people have to. And think of those people who are dripped on drips in the hospital. They don't know what is samosa, they don't know what is biryani. Just on drips they are living. And how many of them on drips and unconscious? They don't know when it's day, when it's night. How many ni'mats of Allah on us, but we don't make shukr. قَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Very few of my bandas make shukr. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Those who make shukr also make very little shukr. Shukr is a great ibadah. And all this we can do when the eyes of our heart are open. When we got cataract of the eyes, we can't see, we need operation, cataract of motia. When we got cataract of the eyes of the heart, we can't see. And there are specialists to open the eyes of the heart also. No exaggeration, there are those specialists. Go to those people. Tell them the eyes of my heart are closed. You operate on them. They'll operate. They'll ask you for how much time you have to. They won't charge you a cent. Yeah, for this operations, how much won't you have to pay? But they won't ask you a cent and they'll guarantee your operation. And when the eyes of your heart are open, wallah, you'll see Allah everywhere. Even if you don't want to see Allah, you'll see Him everywhere. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Oh, you are open everywhere, though you are in ghayb. But Ya Allah, I see you with the eyes of my heart, everywhere. And when you have seen the beauty of Allah, there is no beauty that can match the beauty of Allah. To zahir hai aur laakh parde mein hai tu. To baatin hai aur sakht izhaar tera. You are hidden. But I see you everywhere, you can't hide. Allah Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah has written a beautiful poem. Maine tumhe dekha hai. And everything, he says, in everything, O Allah, I have seen you. Wherever I look, I see you. And another poet says, Allah Akbar, ab koi nazar mein nahi, ab koi nazar, koi aankho mein nahi, ab kahi, ab aankh kahi nahi hai, ab koi nahi aankho mein. I'm not looking around anywhere. Once you have seen the most beautiful, one person was walking, he saw a beautiful woman, and he said, I'm madly in love with you. It's love at first sight. I want to marry you. And he's walking behind her. She got worried, this man is a dangerous man. He's walking. When her house came, she turned in and she was worried, he's going to come and turn with me into my house. So what she told him, my sister is coming at the back, she's more beautiful than me. So where he looked at her back, she gave him one slap. Just now I was the most beautiful in the world. There was nobody like me. You love me, you'd die for me. Just I told you, my sister is more beautiful. Now you look it. So that is human nature. When you see the beauty of Allah, wallah, the beauty of this world will fall from your eyes. We haven't seen Allah's beauty. We're thinking dunya is beautiful. We are thinking that what this dunya, the money, the businesses, the houses, properties, investments, woman, this is everything. When you just get a glimpse of Allah, all this will fall from your eyes. Ab nigaah, ab koi nahi nigaah mein, ab nigaah kahi nahi hai, ab koi nahi nigaah mein. Mahwa hayrat khara hoon, husn ke jalwah gaah mein. I'm standing astonished, O Allah, in your beauty, Father. I'm seeing your beauty, your kindness, Allahu Akbar. Every one of us, what gunas haven't we committed? Allah has covered our gunas. If Allah have to open our gunas, we won't be able to go home tonight. We can't sit in the masjid yet. How merciful is Allah? If somebody knows one wrong you have done, You try your best. You must not upset him. Otherwise, he's going to go and tell everyone. Allah, how Allah is covering. Can't we see the beauty of Allah and be thankful to Allah? Allah is giving us rosy, not three times a day. Today, yeah, wherever, Allah Akbar, Allah, the brothers of Torah, dastarkhan after dastarkhan. And one dastarkhan, not five course meal, 10 course meal, full everywhere. How much Allah is not, and what Allah is not giving. Anzala minas sama'i ma'a. Allah sends rain from the sky, colorless, tasteless, odorless. It falls on dead ground. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. From there we take out various types of fruit for you. Banana, 150 species of banana in the world. Grapes, how many variety of grapes? Mangoes, what variety of mangoes? What? Where did the color come in this fruit? Where did the taste come in it? Where did the vitamins come in? All the kudrat of. And when we enjoy these ni'mats, but we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says first in the Quran, our Shaykh says, فَذْكُرُونِي. Whenever a ni'mat comes in front of you, think of me. I gave you this ni'mat. Your plate of biryani came. The basmati rice came from Pakistan. Chicken came from this place. Mutton came from there. Butter came from Australia. Zafran came from Spain. Spices came from India. The whole world's ni'mat in one plate. And we don't think even of Allah Ta'ala. Then how are we going to make shukr? We don't even realize it's Allah's ni'mat. You do so much for your wife, for your children. You tell also, I do so much for you people. You people don't appreciate. How much, what could we do? How much hasn't Allah done for us? You didn't create your wife. You didn't create your child also. You just a means. Allah is the one who makes that child. Now what do you know about making eyes? If you think I made my baby, then make your own eyes, make your own heart. You can't do, and Allah is the doer of everything. So if the eyes of the heart are open, wallah, we will see Allah. And what enjoyment. Mahwa hayrat karahu husn ke jalwahgami. Tere jalwo ke aage himmat e sharho bayan rakhi. Seeing all your beauties, O Allah, I'm dumbfounded. I'm astonished. I can't speak. I'm taken aback. Zuma be nigah reh gay. Nigah be zuma reh gay. I can't speak. I'm just seeing your beauty. Once a person, wallah, when he gets, Jannat will come on its place. This is a greater Jannat. And those who have got the marifat of Allah, le Abi Bakratin jalwatin khasa, on the day or in Jannat, for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, special ni'mat of Allah. Those who have got the marifat of Allah, they're in Jannat, they will get there. The ni'mats of physical, ni'mats of Jannat are great. We ask Allah Ta'ala. But they can never compare with the abstract ni'mat of when a person will see Allah. All the beauty of the world, how great isn't the beauty? Who is the creator? All the beauty of the world, whether it's human, whether it's waterfalls, whether it's beautiful, your furniture, your house, your garden, whatever it can be, it's not a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of the beauty of Allah. If you have seen the beauty of Allah, Allahu Akbar, what beauty. Love is so enjoyable. Everyone loves love. Who is the creator of love? Allah Ta'ala. Which is the place of love? The heart. Who made the heart? Allah. If Allah wants to end, how many times we see it? Marriage takes place. How much of love? Honeymoon. How they carrying on? But when they break the laws of Allah, Allah now takes out that love and puts hatred in them. Now they are fighting court cases, now divorce, now swearing, accusation, blackmailing, what and what they are doing. Who is the one who puts that love? It's Allah Ta'ala. So if we find Allah Ta'ala and Allah has given us namaz, namaz is that way that we find Allah. Allahu Akbar, when you say Allahu Akbar, the whole world you have thrown behind you. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gay, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gay. Oh Allah, everything I've thrown, it's to me and you now. Then you are with Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah, but as I said, when a new married husband is alone with his wife, don't knock on the door. Don't trouble them phoning them middle of the night. He is with his wife. When you find the creator of all the wives of the world, and creator of all the men of the world, when you are engaged with Allah, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali. Sorry, this goes on, inshallah. He invited Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali to his madrasa before partition of India and Pakistan. He went and fetched Hazrat in Deoband. They went by train. They came to a certain station. I don't remember the name. Where the train changed the engines. So it takes a while. It was Fajr time. Maulana Hussein Ahmed Madani, he was love of Sunnah. We haven't seen somebody how he loved Sunnah. So they made Fajr on the platform. Maulana Madani started making Fajr namaz. And they changing engines. So he read Surah Dahar. He read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar. And what his recitation was. Then the train was ready to move. They sounded the whistle. They made the announcement. And the guard came there near. And he said, train is moving. Come now. And at that time, it's permissible to make your namaz short. It's even permissible to break your namaz at such a time. And the train moved away. And they couldn't go. And there the announcement program here. And Maulana Madani is coming. Huge crowds and everything. Train is gone. Maulana Khair Muhammad, after namaz, told Maulana, Maulana, at such a time, you can make your namaz short also. You could even break your namaz. Maulana said, I know, you can even. But he said, Wallah, I did not hear a single thing. How he was involved in his namaz. Allah bless us with such namaz. Maulana Saeed Ahmed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that today the way we got concentration in food when we are eating, if we had one fraction of that concentration in our namaz, we should see what enjoyment. I see what our friends, I usually tell them, when we are sitting and eating, people have invited us, they are serving the food, they're giving the platter of food. Nobody looks this side or that side. He's just all the time on his food. That poor man is standing waiting with the platter. Nobody takes it from him. Your friend's plate is empty. He's a bit shy to ask for something. Nobody will ask him, what do you want? Must I get this for you? But at the same time, the minute you're under the dastarkhan, long dastarkhan till there, you have seen everything what is under the dastarkhan. And you promised yourself, I'm not getting up until I taste everything on this dastarkhan. But in namaz, we don't even know we are in namaz. We are connected with Allah Rabbul, King of Kings, Controller, Creator of the world, Controller of everything, but no connection with Him. Make our namaz this namaz. This is the night that as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the way that you are connected with Allah Ta'ala. So namaz is to say, like to say, jaza, we appreciate Ya Allah, your favors, what and what. Namaz is, Allah is calling us that what you have got, alhamdulillah, I want to give you more. And your place to get more is not your shops, it's not your offices. Wallah, this is the place. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Whatever you want your problem solved is not in the courts. Come here and solve your problems. Your health is bad. It's not in the hospitals, your shifa. That is just outwardly it looks. Come here, you will get your health. This is the civic center. This is the markaz of everything in the world. And at your masjid, no masjid board you will see you must pay $5 for first serf. You understand? In the first serf you must pay $20. And second serf you can pay so much. Free of charge. Water facilities free. Toilet facility. This is a different thing we must realize. I'm using the facilities of the masjid. Let me put $5 in the box there. Let me put $10 there. That's a different, but it's free of charge. Allah's system. The caller for namaz, muazzin, calls you free of charge. One good friend of mine, very wealthy, he wanted to build a Darul Ulum Masjid. He did the foundation and then he passed away very wealthy. And what qualities he had, just one, two. He should come when the masjid, Darul Ulum Masjid wasn't built. Jami Masjid of our town. He should make namaz there. When we're walking out towards the car, he should take out a 20 rand note of, when 20 rand was the biggest denomination. Now it's 200 is the biggest. He should give me 20 rand and he should say, you must give it to the muazzin. He called me to the house of Allah. After a little few steps, gave me another 20 rand. You must put it in a masjid lillah box. I use the toilet. I use the towels. I use the wuzukhana. I use all the facilities. This is appreciation. Eh? But we don't think of it. So anyway, namaz is a great thing. Don't just take this night as one customary night. No, bring salat into our lives and the essence and reality of salat and then see what we will get. Just like keeping hungry is, there is one thing keeping hungry and roza, they are two world of difference. It comes clearly in a hadith, a person who keeps roza, he backbites, he lies, he doesn't make his namaz, Allah is not in need of his keeping hungry. That person didn't keep roza, he just stayed hungry. Keeping roza is totally different and staying hungry is totally different. If a person stays hungry, it's a burden for him. If you keep roza and you get the food, the returns and the benefit of full roza, I promise you, forget 20-hour roza, you'll keep nafil rozas also. And you'll have the courage to do it. You won't find it hard. The same way, one is exercise and one is namaz. If we are just making exercise, it's a burden. But if you are making namaz and you're getting what is namaz meant for, you'll see for yourself. May Allah give us the tawfiq and grant us with the realities of deen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ya Allah, jo kaha suna qabool farma. Ya Allah, pura deen apni mehrmani se hamari deelo mein dal de. Aur us par amal ki tawfiq apne qudrat-e kamila se apne, ya Allah, aap arhamur rahimin ho. Hamari uski tawfiq at فرما. یا اللہ جتنے بھی انسان جنات ہے سب کو اسلام کی دولت عطا فرما, جتنے بھی مسلمان ہے دین پر چلنا ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جتنے بھی دین پر عمل کرتے تیری محبت نصیب فرما, جتنوں کو تیری محبت حاصل ہے اس میں اور ترقی عطا فرما. جو بھی کوئی پریشان ہو بیماری کے وجہ سے, کوئی گھر والوں کی بیماری کے وجہ سے, یا اللہ کوئی پیسوں کی وجہ سے تنگ دستی قرضہ جو بھی ہو, یا اللہ جو بھی آپس کے اختلافات اور جھگڑے ہو, یا اللہ جس کا بھی کوئی کام نہیں بن رہا ہو, جو بھی کوئی پریشان ہو مصیبت ہو, آپ ارحم الراحمین ہو, آپ کی قدرت کامل ہے, آپ اپنے لطف و کرم سے ہم سب کی مصیبتوں تکلیفوں پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. دین دنیا آخرت کے تمام خیر اور بھلائیاں ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. اگر کسی پر عذاب قبر ہو رہا ہے ہم آپ سے بھیک مانگتے سب کے عذابوں کو دور فرما. بہت ہی کھٹن منزل ہے یا اللہ, ہم سب پر رحم فرما, ہم سب پر تیرا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.